It's Hammer Time!
School's out!
After school. Special.
Hello, folks. This is Neelium here, and, we have, Daniel brought back some fireworks from his hometown. What are they called, Daniel?
Hammer crackers!
Hammer time, y'all. Do the typewriter. But, we're gonna do something relatively stupid.
Experiment room is ready to begin.
And what the plan is Daniel has filled up his bathtub full of water, of course.
This is my idea, by the way, so I take full responsibility.
And what's gonna happen is we're going to light one of these hammer crackers in the filled bathtub live for you guys, for your listening pleasure. So, where are we with this now?
We're ready to go right now.
All right, so here we go. You guys are going to hear it live. Here it is. Holy shit on a stick. What happened? That was very loud. I don't know if y'all heard that. But, yes. So there's no holes in the bathtub or anything?
No, it kind of smells like gun smoke.
Smells like gun smoke. That's apparently the result.
Oh, let's put the can in there.
No! We're kicking the can outside.
But, yes, our other plan is we have taped one of these crackers inside of a beer can,
and we're gonna seal the beer can
and seal the beer can with duct tape, and we're gonna see what happens there. So there
you filled it up with cigarette butts.
So there you go. I hope you enjoyed that little explosion of fun, and we will talk to y'all in a minute. So we're apparently we're pyromaniacs tonight.
Oh wait, should we put the firecrackers in it first?
Yeah, we're pyromaniacs tonight apparently, because the next plan to go into effect is there's a jar of nasty rank left out in the sun olives, and we're putting a baby shoe or a baby sandal inside of it, and then we're gonna blow that up, because apparently we just really love to blow shit up. But yeah, so we'll update you some more and continue with the podcast in just a moment. Blah, 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 blah.
Commentary time.
Hey,
baby
back.
Shoe.
the baby shoe olive thing. You'll see pictures if you subscribe, and you'll see the pictures on iTunes. But yeah,
what happened mainly was
Daniel and I went outside.
I stayed outside. I was worried about the shrapnel from the baby shoe.
From the jar, the glass. But well, we sealed it up. But when the thing went off, pretty much all it did was the lid flew straight up into the air.
That shit flew off.
And it flew probably like 20 feet away from where we like set it off. But then nothing happened to the glass. The glass didn't break, and the baby shoe was, you know, still fine.
Smoky.
It was smoky, but still fine. But, so we decided, well, let's throw another one in there. And this time it just shot, like, smoke straight up in the air, like a cannon. Which is what you would expect, probably, if you were a scientist, but we're not.
Physics, not really our strong.
Then we're like, what if we turn the jar upside down with the firecracker with the fuse sticking out? We did that too, and all it did was knock the jar over.
We were trying to work with rocket science then. We were thinking the can would orbit the home of Daniel like a tiny, rancid, olive-filled moon.
Well, Daniel and I, alas, it did
not.
Have devised a dare for you listening participants.
Do we know about it? I don't know about
this. No, it involves you, Neil.
Okay.
The dare is that you have to eat one of the olives.
Is that the dare?
Yeah.
Inside of the jar.
You have to eat one of the baby shoe olives.
Wait, no, I have to have some sort of reward. Like,
what kind?
I'll bring you a beer from the fridge.
That's definitely not a, that's definitely not...
I'll make you a chicken salad sandwich.
If you make me a chicken quesadilla, I will do it.
Okay.
You'll do that?
Yeah. With olives? You want olives?
No, I don't want fucking rancid, blown up olives on my chicken quesadilla.
Just so you guys know, olives are sitting at the bottom of the can, dried out for 2 days, with a lot of what appears to be, firework...
Oh, oh.
discharge. Firework discharge.
So Mariah's currently trying to get an olive out of the jar.
Yeah, I got one, and it has some firework love on it for
you.
Are you ready?
Oh, man. All right. I have to say, I've done some fucked up things, like, on a dare. This is definitely one of the more disturbing things I've had to do. So,
here it goes.
Can I...
Down the hatch.
All right, well, yeah.
One, two, three.
Here we go. Oh, fuck.
What's it taste like? Describe it to us.
Oh, fuck. That's awful.
He's trying to vomit right now.
I gotta take a sip of beer. Can I take a sip of beer, please?
Drink it. You gotta chase it.
What does it taste like?
Oh,
does it
God.
Taste like sulfur?
It was bad. Oh. Fuck. Oh, God. I gotta take another sip. Okay, look. Like, that was bad enough because the olive was, like, so old and nasty and, like, not properly fucking
edible.
Taken care of. But, like, you could taste, like the fucking gunpowder on it. Like, it literally, like, I could feel it on my tongue. Like, it was, oh, God, I have another sip. That's so gross.
So now that
this is like the Jackass episode of fucking After School Special, man.
So now that that's done, I'm gonna go make him a chicken quesadilla. And now I'm back from making that chicken quesadilla, and I hope it tastes like heaven, Neil. Or whatever heaven of your preference.
I fucking hope so too, dude.
Alright, Mariah's gonna tell her story about,
where the baby sandal came from.
Whoa.
The nasty baby sandal that I had to eat the olive off of.
Yeah.
I borrowed it from Neil's baby's mama. Yesterday.
Okay, for one, I don't have a baby's mother, at least according to Andre 3000. And two, step up a little closer so we can hear you a little better. You always sound like you're in the background, Mariah, but you should be up front.
Because I'm a wallflower. last week, my friend Larkin and I were going to this burlesque show in the ghetto, apparently. And we left because it wasn't really that fun.
Isn't the ghetto a burlesque show in its own way?
It is.
Social commentary.
So then I found a baby shoe in the ghetto on our walk back to the main center city. And I felt really sorry for this baby shoe because I thought, damn, man, like, one, this little girl really misses her shoe because it's, like, really pretty. And then, two, she's probably, like, abducted and raped out of her stroller. So that's not cool. I took the baby shoe so she wouldn't be so forgotten. Little
and then
did
we blow
know
it up.
The life. Yeah,
we definitely honored that joke.
I didn't intend for this to happen. I mean, it sat around the apartment for a couple of days, but then I had to meet its end,
I
suppose.
I have to say, you
like
were the one who, you were the one who said put the sandal in the
I know it's like, because I had had something to do with it. I took it because I thought I was going to make something out of it, and clearly I have.
You've made a destructive
olive device.
Yeah.
Memorial.
German postmodern. I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's Dada.
Well, Dada is death.
This kind of could be Dadaist. You know what? I think we're Michel Duchamp movie.
Hannah Hawk. No, she was a surrealist, I guess.
This spit tastes a deer crust all over my computer.
He was Dada too. He was Dada first.
Hmm?
So he was Dada first.
Who was?
Michel Duchamp.
Yeah, of course he was.
I thought you said he was
true. No, I said Hannah Hawk is surrealist.
Oh.
Or actually, she was constructivist. We're being art history assholes because we go to school.
That's right, because I'm an art historian.
Art history assholes.
In case anybody needs one, I'm kind of like when I graduate, somebody may have their needs.
So.
We gotta edit.
I will let go.
Yeah. Any funny stories, anybody? Anyone got any?
Well,
anecdotes?
I
want to
talk about Jamie Kennedy.
Okay, I want Daniel to talk about Jamie Kennedy.
Okay, Jamie Kennedy has a show on MTV now, and it's called Jamie Kennedy's Blowing Up, and I think it's amazing.
Is it because her vagina is blowing up with STDs?
Jamie Kennedy is a man.
Oh, it's that guy. I thought you were talking about, what's the other, Jamie Presley?
Oh, and hell no. I wouldn't watch that shit. Fuck that bitch.
Because Jamie Kennedy is just so much better.
Yeah, he's full of STDs.
Jamie Kennedy is one of my favorite comedians, and I love him.
Daniel just likes his... It's Ding Dong.
I haven't seen his Ding Dong yet.
No, who knows?
Just wait.
Just so you guys know, they both have chicken quesadillas and I don't. I feel like an Ethiopian Kennedy
I told you I'm making one to create the olive.
Yeah, Neil told me not to. He said it wasn't worth quesadilla.
Nah, that shouldn't be worth quesadilla, dude. I mean, this is a good quesadilla, but eating
except
that
for I did eat an olive, and it tasted gross.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Mariah, the perpetual cheater. As I've said in other shows.
Back to JFK, Jimmy freaking Kennedy, as he says.
Oh, God.
I love Jamie Kennedy because he's just really funny, but he has a show called Jamie Kennedy Bowling Up, as I said, and it's pretty much him and his friend Stu going around trying to get producers to, like, sign their CD that they're trying to make, and they're pretty much being rap stars that are funny, and one of their songs...
Is this yours?
What the hell is that?
I just found something really gross.
Were you wiping your bloody beehole with
it's
that?
It's not mine. It's not mine.
What is that?
What
so gross?
Is that?
It's a blood slow soaked paper towel.
It's gotta be Larkin's.
Yeah.
From Mommy Running a Fort, she's disgusting.
Thanks for the blood soaked tissue, Larkin. On Daniel's
it, like,
fucking
biohazard.
Desk. That is, yeah.
Put it in this little box.
Anyways.
Thanks for the biohazard.
But yeah, I watched episodes of it today, Jamie Kennedy. And I was definitely enthralled. The first episode I watched, they...
Did you whack off?
Yeah. No.
Yeah!
He said yes! He told us that yeah!
Playing in Slim, the truth comes out.
No, I was watching in the living room.
You whack it off to Jamie Kennedy and Bob Saget.
No, he had Bob Saget on the show and like...
Oh, Bob Saget.
You're so
and Bob
clean.
Saget rapped with them. The song's like, Bob Saget's my best friend, and I totally want the CD because it's funny and I love Jimmy Kennedy in the end. Also, yeah. I bought Malibu's Most Wanted because it's a great movie.
That is... No, it's... Man. God damn it, Daniel. That is not a funny... That is like the least funny movie.
I love it.
That shit is so...
Although I haven't seen it since I saw it in theaters.
It is painfully unfunny.
It's awful.
Daniel and I have some very different opinions on
it's
stuff.
It's Jamie Kennedy, he wins.
And this is one of them. And that that shitty hip-hop movie that he did was...
Jamie Kennedy.
It was aberrant. It was fucking...
Was he in The New Kid?
When Jamie Kennedy and I get rich together...
Was he in The New Kids on the Block?
No, The New Kid, the movie.
No.
The New Kid. I don't remember that movie. I don't know.
It wasn't...
We'll ask IMDb.
Oh, yeah, by the way. Titties... There you go. That's my titties for this show. I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
I think we should rock the first song.
Okay, yeah, good call.
And the first song is by a band, Daniel, I've been exploring the PodSafe Music Cast Network, and...
Listen up. It's not like Clear Pepsi. You can still find them.
No.
Yeah.
No. Could you grab me a beer for getting out?
Yep.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You are welcome.
Thanks, sweetheart.
So...
You can tip me when I come back.
I'll smack
tip of the
finger.
Hat.
Okay.
We were searching the PodSafe Music Cast, and we like to do that. It's fun. We find a lot of shit that we would never ever play on the show, and some shit that is really, really wonderful.
And like this.
So we found this band. They're called Furious Ball. I guess it's just one guy.
Probably.
But some of the songs were okay. Some were really great. But
and
we found this.
Fell in love with this
song. We found this one song called Sugar Spider, and. Just, it's awesome. It's just unbelievably cool, and I hope you guys like it as much as we do. So here we go with Sugar Spider, and yeah, rock out. Thank you.
So that was Sugar Spider by Furious Ball. So get your raver friends together and pass around that Furious Ball and jam out.
Yeah, because my balls are absolutely furious always.
Be careful.
They're always like, I'm so furious.
They might bite or spit.
I'm sweaty. I'm very mad about that. Take a shower.
But yeah, so in hindsight, we forgot to talk about the can that they exploded.
Yeah, we exploded that can.
And when it went off, it blew off the duct tape that was sealing it together and ripped a hole that you will see in the picture. Which
we ripped that can a new A-hole, man.
Yeah, it totally like blew off the side of it. That was more fun because it was all compressed.
Yeah.
The glass didn't like give as much as the can did.
Yeah.
But that was fun.
That was joyous.
And the cigarette butts that Marita added went flying all around the place, too.
Yeah. So it was...
Which I really thought were going to be more exciting, but they weren't. So, and you're blowing up free time. Adding cigarette butts, not always really an exciting,
product. Perhaps not. Perhaps not.
So Mariah made herself her own quesadilla.
Yeah, because I was left out.
How was it?
It's good, though. I think the onions made a bit of a mistake.
Well, you know how the old saying goes, you know, onions in your butt equals a mistake for the masses.
What saying is that?
That's my favorite.
You know what saying I like?
I think it's Mark Twain.
Upstairs is for thinking, downstairs is for dancing.
And then there's turd butts are for skanking, and shum chats are for run party funny tat crumb chipper mirrors.
Right.
Which is really, it's an old Indian saying.
I was saying...
Back in my Native American roots, which I don't have any of.
You know what
I'm saying? Who makes up dumb sayings? That's my saying.
Your saying is that you have dumb sayings?
No, my saying is Neil makes up dumb sayings.
Oh. My saying is that it, all the
That sayings saying is dumb in itself, really, I think. We're
is that
going
saying?
In concentric circles here.
My saying is all for the sake of a good story.
Which is how we live our lives here down at After School Special.
Like the time I decided to have sex with that straight man.
Well, maybe they tell that story. That's pretty entertaining.
I don't think he would like that, but he probably doesn't really listen to this.
Yeah, he's too busy.
And Daniel is welcome to the club. We feel camaraderie now.
He's too busy supporting George Bush to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, and but, having a page full of football antics.
Yeah. So this guy like starts sending me like MySpace messages being like, man, I'm really horny. I like want to hook up with... you, blah, 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 I have a girlfriend and all, and I'm straight, but sometimes, like, full on with guys and stuff.
He is, like, one of the straightest MySpace pages I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's
like, it's all, like, football. There's football in the background, like, there's, like, he's like, I love my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's great.
So, like, he comes over, and, like, I had to go pick him up, because he doesn't have a car. But then, like, he's talking about his all, like, soccer days, where he was, like, goalie for soccer, and it was all state back in his home state.
I like sniffing those jock straps.
He's from the Midwest area. Maybe, not really, I don't know. But he's all like, yeah, I like George Bush, I support him a lot and stuff, blah, blah, blah. I like soccer, my girlfriend's awesome, I think I love her, I think she might be the one and stuff, you know.
By the way, I want to fuck someone, or I want to be fucked by a guy.
Yeah, and I'm you know, like, I feel kind of bad because I had sex with her all night long last night, and I'm kind of sore and tired.
All night long.
I'm tired and sore from that. So, I don't know, I'm saying a southern accent, but that seems to fit.
Yeah, it seems to work.
So, this guy was really hot, so, I was totally down with it, so I don't care. But then, so then we, like, moved to my bedroom and, you know, and stuff, and then...
One thing led to another.
Well, finally he was like...
Like Salt and Pepper would say, shoop.
We started watching a movie to kind of pass the time. Shoop. But we were watching Happy Endings, and for some reason that reminded of his girlfriend. He's like, you have a girlfriend like this, kind of miss you, before you shouldn't watch this. Got any porn? So I whipped out some gay porn. Just whipped it on out. Because I have a supply that's endless. And we started watching...
Gigabytes.
And then as soon
They're stripped to a 3-RAID disc.
And as soon as the porn starts playing, he's like, oh yeah, this shit gets me going. And I was like, that's cool. So then I start like making out with them and fondling them. And then
this is getting graphic now.
Sorry, he just...
When you told me the story, I got a lot less details. That was over drinks.
Yeah, so keep going, dude.
So, fast forward. He just strips off all his clothes. And, so, like, we're fooling around, and he's like, will you fuck me? And I was like, what?
Sure.
And I was like,
wow.
I was like, alright. this is great. Here's this guy that's all about, like, I love George Bush, I'm Republican, I'm a conservative and stuff, I want to marry my girlfriend. Will you fuck me in the ass? And I was like, of course.
Is that not though yet what they all want and need, perhaps? So, does perhaps not Bill Friss need a dick in the booty to calm him
Daniel
down?
Daniel also lives by the Girl Scout model. To help people at all times.
So let me help out this guy here. He's lost. So, but I put it in and start trying to fuck him. Then he's like,
hey-o!
He's like, oh, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. And I was like,
and then also that.
I was like, take a deep breath.
Take a deep conservative breath.
And then he's like, man, it feels like I'm gonna shit. And I'm like, light bulb goes off. I'm like, I thought you said you'd done this before. You should know what this feels like. You know, like, obviously it's gonna feel like you're gonna shit yourself. Because there's a penis going in and out of your body. But, so I was like, this is probably this guy's first time.
Wow.
But then it hurt him way too much to keep going and finally had to stop. And I was like, man, I just made this guy my bitch.
Wow.
And I guess that's the end of the story.
Maybe that's one of the... I think...
Well, I clearly asked for that.
And that's only been
I just thought it was going to come out like more like the first time he told me.
Wow. I think we may have just hit like the peak of... I don't even know what.
A raunchy.
Yeah, on our podcast.
We're dirty. This is like.
Gonna get dirty. It just gotta fuck you.
Did you just rework Christine Aguilera lyrics?
Yes.
Oh man.
Not at all.
I'm sitting in the middle here, like, what is happening?
But you asked for it.
Not like your buddy over there.
To the right.
So if you're
there, he is.
Oh God! What else did you? Was that Steve Miller? No, that was
the Beatles.
No, that's not the Beatles.
Well, who is it?
Clowns to the left and jokers to the right.
Here I am.
That's not the Beatles. That's on the Reservoir Dogs soundtrack. This definitely not the Beatles.
Oh, and who is it?
We're gonna pause and figure this out because I know it's not the Beatles. So hold on.
And the answer is...
Steeler's
it's
Wheel.
Not the Beatles, I'm sorry.
It's Steeler's Wheel.
Sorry, boys.
Yeah.
So. And girls.
So, do we want to break into our next song?
Let's go for that.
Okay, so again, PodSafe Network, I was actually sitting alone at home and I found this band called Jupiter One, and I don't particularly like the name Jupiter One. I have to admit, I'm sorry, fellas. You guys are great, though. You really are. You're really great. And
maybe you should change your name to Baby Shoe and a Blown Up Olive.
Perhaps.
Because I think that's a good name.
Maybe that should be the album title of our rap song.
Yeah. It's true.
Songs.
But they did a song, and let me see if I can find.
The song is called Countdown.
Oh, yeah. Daniel's correct. The song is called Countdown. It's a really great song, so we will play it for you now. This is Jupiter One with Countdown, and we really hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Rock!
Begins a countdown. It's the time of the season that you're a man around town. begins a countdown. Can you think of a reason why you're so lava downtown? Met you in the middle of the scandalous town. It's a miracle you're walking around. Countdown in a dark town, and so it begins. It's solid with the minute of your favorite sound. A sexy little secret of a radio song.
Getting kind of into the podcast, and it's been pretty successful, we think, so we're gonna
we hope so.
It's kind of a bit calling it a night, and we're gonna brainstorm some ideas for a video podcast we're working up that we'll put up later.
Ash TV. Include a dance-off. Just so you're ready.
Perhaps.
No promises.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed us this evening, this day, whenever you may be listening to us out there in Wonderland.
Says Princess Plush Tush.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we'll leave you with our names that we developed in a game, drinking game called Three Man Tonight. This has been King Ozymandias.
And Senor Bogax.
And Princess Plush Tush.
And we hope you have a wonderful night. Sleep well. Be good. Have a great day. Have a great day at work. Whatever you're doing. Peace.